This is the interview with Kathy Stucker, Publicity Chairman for the Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done October the 12th, 2011, at the Extension Homemaker Exhibit Building, Montgomery County Fairgrounds, Mount Ida, Arkansas. Kathy, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers program, the good times and the challenges. First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and the city and county in which you presently reside.
Catherine Moore Stucker. I live in Pine Ridge in Montgomery County.
What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers program? As a member or as a professional agent, specialist, or et cetera?
I'm a member.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers program?
I probably heard about its existence in just in general history, home demonstration clubs, canning clubs. But here in Arkansas, when we moved here, just neighbors invited me to join the group.
How long have you been associated with the program?
Probably 32 years by now, close to it. I've been a member here.
All right. What was the first club with which you were associated, and what year?
The Pine Ridge Extension Homemakers Club, and I believe it was late fall of 1979.
Are you presently a club member? And if so, please give the name of the club, the county, and the district.
Pine Ridge Extension Club, Montgomery County, Ouachita District.
Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club?
A couple of things. The ladies who were supposed to pick me up just drove on by. Forgot they were supposed to pick me up. And luckily, I was able to find the place myself. We met in people's homes, and it was just down the road a little ways. I was a brand new member, but I had the local museum, and so I was asked to contribute a quilt block for a going away gift for a quilt that they were making. So I did the Pine Ridge stores on the quilt block.
Why did you join?
Well, to get involved in the community and meet people, and because they had a quilting group. They had a very active quilting group. That's what I wanted to do.
And why have you continued your membership?
The quilting, of course, and the people, all of the wonderful people that you meet that work so hard. And initially, Brenda Henderson, who is our agent, just an absolutely fantastic person, and now Kay Shrout. Every time I think about quitting, I say, no, Kay won't let me do that. And I don't want to quit.
How involved did you become? Please list the offices, committee, chairmanships, and special responsibilities you held.
At the club level, probably nearly everything, the secretary, everything but treasurer, I guess, probably the vice president, president. When I started, we had program and work officers, and I did several of those different ones, health, crafts, citizenship, both in the club and on the county level. I was chairman of those various work positions over the years. The special projects, they're just all kinds of them. I think we probably get to, do we want to cover the county ones too on this question? The quilt show, I'm one of the founders. Operation Santa Claus, I've been co-chairman a long time. Affair, I'm head of two departments. The caregiver training that we did years ago. The Her Story book that we did in 1986 was a big favorite. Most history is his story. We interviewed women who were elderly at that point, but had grown up in the county and got their Her Stories. I was on the County Health Education Committee, which worked with the county. We did some home tours. Over 32 years, I've gotten myself in and out of a lot of pickles.
Have you attended state council meetings? And if so, what year did you attend your first one? And do you have special remembrances of that event?
Probably early and mid-80s. I was our council officer of various levels during that period. I probably went to three or four of them. I remember two things. The very first one, they had an absolutely fantastic multimedia slideshow. It was like professional quality, but it was done by the staff or the officers. I don't know how many big slide screens, and it would flash this with the music and the voice and everything all went with it. And that was absolutely fantastic. And I think maybe it might have been the second one, I don't remember what year it was, they announced at our morning program that Kate Smith had died, and we sang God Bless America. And that was very touching.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, it's involved me with the community, met many people I would not meet otherwise. It increased my self-confidence, my leadership abilities, my organization abilities. I've just become almost a different person with all the stuff that I've gotten involved with in doing this. Probably gone overboard with some of it, but I enjoy it.
Well, what has been your favorite event or activity?
The quilting, what I've learned in our quilt group, the quilt shows that we've done, the quilt shows that we've traveled to all over the place. But I've enjoyed many of the community service projects that we have done, many of them.
Well, what has been your least favorite event or activity?
Meetings that go on and get off subject and never get anything done. If we could, we women like to talk. If we would stay on subject, discuss the thing, take a vote, get on to the next thing, we could be done and home.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization through the years?
When I first joined, we had all these program of work activities, and it was still the professional agent came to you and taught you new things that we needed to learn. It wasn't quite on the level as it had been with home demonstration clubs as far as the city person coming to the country bumpkins and showing them how electricity worked or something, but that had been a long time ago. We did a lot of group things. We had craft workshops, we had cooking demonstrations, we had citizenship projects, there were just health projects, things that we did as a countywide group and within our own group, but it was still the Extension bringing things to us. And then we were putting on big projects for the county. Mm-hmm. The membership went from farm women who didn't get off the farm very often over this 100-year history to retired professional women, retired business women, retired teachers, people that a good many of our members now didn't grow up here, weren't farm girls, although some of them were farm girls, moved away to have a career and came back, or farm girls somewhere else, but it's not all associated that much with what we think of as the farm agent kind of program. And so now we are putting on the things to either teach or to provide a service to the county as a whole, not just within our own organization.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Well, I ought to say that it's taught me patience and understanding and being accepting other people's choices and that they don't all have to love the same thing I do. But I'm 70 now and I have the right to be impatient and get mad and want to tell them to get busy.
Any other memories, experiences, or thoughts that you would like to share?
I think it's just a wonderful organization to make new friends, learn new things. We have many of these special interest clubs where our membership gets together every week And so we use it as a chance to learn all kinds of things that have nothing to do with the agenda per se, but everybody learns something every time we get together in a group, and we all have make wonderful friends that we would never even meet if we weren't coming together to whatever the event would be. And we also learn about the local history. Many of us did not grow up here. Some of us who did are interested in history, and some aren't that interested, but they ask a question once in a while, and we get the ball rolling and get them into knowing more about where they live now.
Well, thank you for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.
Thank you.